Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
This is Heart to Heart with Sibongile Mofokeng on Radio Pulpit. Heart to Heart.
Family, it's exactly 26 minutes, just after 12. And yes, you are with me, Sibongile Mofokeng, on Heart to Heart. We gave you awesome sounds coming there from Loyiso Opela featuring Neville D, Let It Rain. And before that, it was Lebogang Kgapola. And the song says, your love for us, you're amazing. God is so amazing. He just loves us. He keeps us. He's great. He's good. He provides for us. And, you know, we are who we are, and it's all because of His grace and love. I see you there, Craig Hodgkins. Is it Hodgkinson? How are you doing? I hope that all is well with you. Thank you so much for being with us. And I see Awiti Thompson Mashakeni. Awiti Thompson, good afternoon. How are you doing? Thank you so much. It's an honor, Awiti, to be with you. Awiti Thompson is our Awiti Thompson at Radio Pulpit. He does Tuesday Live, and it is always awesome to just tune in and listen to him with Bishop Herbert or some other speakers as well as he goes. And so it is an honor, Awiti wa rona, Ntate Mashakeni, for being with us this afternoon. All right. I will be connecting very soon. I'll be connecting with Sis, or our queen, Sis Jabulile Twala, so that we can hear more about radiographer and being a radiographer, and also allowing her to talk to our children as well, encouraging them to follow this line. There are so many things that our children can do after school, hey? And today, because it is the World Radiographer Day, we are celebrating them. We are grateful for this profession, and so we are going to be having her talking to our learners today to encourage them to follow this line, and I'm excited about that. But I'm also excited as well for now, as we wait for her, I will be giving you a testimony that is coming from one of my moms, and this is from Mama Madeline Buertes, talking about the agony of being diagnosed with cancer. And so she will be ministering and giving a testimony. And if you have heard of any bad news, some diagnosis of some sort about anything, I hope that what she will say to you will encourage you. It will strengthen you, and you will continue with the Lord, knowing that He is for you, knowing that whenever you draw near to Him, He will also draw nigh to you. He's very close to those who are brokenhearted, and those of a contrite spirit. He will not turn those ones away, but He's always there for them. And so let me give you her testimony to encourage you and empower you at this moment. But taking us there is Esihle Siwela. And when we come back, Mama Madeline Buertes is giving that testimony.
If you need prayer, please send your request to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za or WhatsApp 067-429-7564, or go to Radio Pulpit website on www.radiopulpit.co.za.
Faith, hope, and love. Experience victory in your life on 657 AM.
Dear family, I'd like to share this testimony with you because I know the agony and the pain one has when you have a diagnosis of cancer. The story started when my granddaughter was 6 years old. She was sick, she had flu, and her parents were divorced, and my daughter-in-law brought her to me because I could then care for her, you know, like 24/7. She was with us, and knowing our little granddaughter, she was a lively little thing, always singing, dancing, happy, And when she came to us, she was so sick. Well, we thought it was flu, and her mother had already taken her to the doctor, and she was on antibiotic. And we were just, you know, as we our children grew up, we know that they're very sick, but then within about 3 or 4 days, they are well again. Well, Bianca just did not get better. In fact, she got worse. And during, I think it was about the 11th day or 12th, you know, that she was so very sick that she was vomiting and having fevers, and sometimes, you know, she just sort of go in a slight coma, which happened one evening, and we rushed her through to hospital, and we had to sit there for a long time. And when we eventually saw the doctor, he examined her, and the fever had then subsided a little bit. And he said, okay, you know, he'll give her, put her on Panados, you know, and see if she gets better. Well, she did not. She then started complaining about, as she described it, as pain under her flesh, which meant her bones, you know, her bone structure. She had pain in her bone structures. And then I, you know, was praying one morning, and I remembered that my neighbors, you know, were doctors, and we had made friends with them. And I thought I would just go and speak to, you know, Usma. She is now, you know, the one doctor. Her husband, Nadim, she's an oncologist, and her husband is a neurosurgeon. I thought I'll go and speak to Usma and ask her opinion. Well, she was not there, but her husband was. And the kind man he is, he just said, wait, and he got, you know, all his... He got his doctor's bag, and he came to our home, examined her, and asked her questions. And he said, look, he thinks the best is for us to, for him to make an appointment with a pediatrician to see Bianca, which he did, and we did go to the pediatrician. He took blood tests and said that he will... he will let us know of the results. Well, he gave Dr. Majid, our friend, they were colleagues at the hospital, and he gave him the results and said that Bianca must come in again because the blood tests are of such kind that they suspect leukemia. Well, you know, when we heard that news, we were totally devastated, but we had to go in again the Saturday for her to see the pediatrician, and he said that we must see a hematologist, that she'll have to have a bone marrow you know, biopsy. Oh, goodness me, when we heard that this Saturday, you know, we were totally devastated. My daughter-in-law's family came, and they took Bianca with them, and they were going to, you know, take her to the hematologist on the Monday, and my son was going to go with the family. And that Saturday afternoon, I was so heartbroken. I just fell on my knees in my room, and I cried bitterly. And, you know, God has been very good to me. always advising me in scripture. And I opened my Bible, and it was in Jeremiah 31, verse 15 and 16. I'll just paraphrase it. It says, Rachel was crying bitterly. She was weeping. She was weeping because her children were gone. And she did not want to be, you know, she just felt she wanted to weep. But God said, it says, and the Lord said, stop weeping. And when I read that, I realized I was like a Rachel. I was crying about my children. I was crying about Bianca. And the Lord said, stop weeping. And at that moment, I took a pen and I wrote in my Bible, 14 hours, 3 minutes past 2. Well, we had then phoned our pastors whom we knew, our intercessor friends, and everybody was praying for Bianca. And a Sunday, pastor friends of ours in their church, they were praying for Bianca, and one of the men said that while they were praying, God showed him an ear, and which meant God is listening to our prayers and is hearing our call for mercy. Well, dear family, the Monday morning, it was a whole entourage, my daughter-in-law, her mother, her sister, my son, were off to the hospital early there to be there early in the morning. And the hematologist came and he looked at Bianca and he looked at, you know, what the results were from the Saturday. And he said, look, I think let's wait 2 weeks. Let's still wait 2 weeks before we do this painful biopsy. Dear family, 2 weeks later, my granddaughter recovered and her blood count was normal. You know, when I think of this, my story could have been so different. But I thank the Lord. And you know, my husband and I, were commissioned by our pastor to go and pray for the sick always, sick in our congregation and in hospitals. And I have such compassion for you who are going through a time of agony and weeping. But trust in the Lord. He will help you. He will help you through your weeping and your agony. And I just always have such compassion for the sick. And we had a member in our church that had leukemia. And we used to often go and visit him. And I knew the pain and the suffering he went through. I pray for all of you. I pray that God will be with you, help you, and have a plan. Have a plan. God's will. You know, in our life, we saw so many miracles. So many miracles praying for the sick and praying in hospitals. But a time came when my husband got Alzheimer's. And we prayed that God would heal him. but he was not healed. But God was with me through the years, and he gave me the strength when I had no strength. His strength worked to its fullest in me and my family. And we just trust in God. He is so good. In everything, he is with us. And when my husband died, God gave him 20 minutes that he was fully aware of what was going around him. He could listen to my, me speaking to him lovingly. And when I asked him that he must confirm that he loves me by winking his eye, he winked twice. Family, my husband had a glorified face. And his eyes were like stars, and his face, he had a smile on his face. And when we said to him, you know, you've run the race, and you are at the end of your race, he became weepy. And he saw something, and you know, he couldn't really lift up his head or his legs or anything anymore. And as I've told you before, that he pulled up his legs, he came forward with his shoulders, and he leapt to what he saw. Oh, he must have seen something so beautiful. And God took him to his resting place. It took him to heaven where there's no more tears and no more pain. And it was such a wonderful exit out of this world. May God bless you all that are going through times of suffering and pain. May God be with you. Love you lots. Bye-bye.
It's difficult to face the overwhelming pressures of life alone. Sometimes we just need someone to talk to, someone to listen to us. And what better way to do that than through a quick and easy WhatsApp text? Whether you're having a hard time coping with school, family issues, being bullied, depression, or anxiety, speak to someone who cares today. Send a WhatsApp message to 064-530-6805 or 074-995-9085. Our I Am Youth Counseling team, Charles Dudoy and Danny Vambili, are ready to connect with you today.
If you need prayer, please send your request to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za or WhatsApp 067-429-7564 or go to Radio Pulpit website on www.radiopulpit.co.za.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.